ask for support.
Yeah.
And, you know, the computer is a good thing. What is, you know, I'm feeling depressed. What does that look like? And then generally speaking, it does say this is how, you know, some ways to get help. So even the computer can be a good tool.
If you go to a reputable site, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise it could be a scary place sometimes. But we'll take the good. And so thank you so much,
Ruth. Thank you for having me.
And yeah, your contact information will be on my site. Okay. And so for folks to reach out to you. And I just want to thank you so much for sharing your light and your wisdom with us today.
You're so sweet.
All right. So we're going to end for today and wish everybody a great week and a happy Memorial Day. And we'll see you next time. Raising Conscious Kids Radio. Again, if you're not a member of our free global network, go to raisingconsciouskids.com and you get all the goodies. We have coupons, we have giveaways, we have valuable resources. It's my gift to you. All right, take care. Bye for now.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Honorton County.
Honorton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
The news is sponsored by the Honorton Medical Center. Honorton Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Honorton Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Honorton Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.huntertonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
House Speaker Paul Ryan might endorse likely Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump. ABC News reporting that senior-level Trump campaign sources confirm that Ryan will endorse the billionaire. Meantime, Donald Trump is fighting back against the protesters who attacked cops outside his rally in New Mexico last night. The GOP frontrunner taking to Twitter this morning, calling the protesters, quote, thugs who were flying the Mexican flag. Some Democratic senators talking seriously about removing Democratic National Committee Chairwoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Bernie Sanders' campaign manager on Fox News saying a number of Democrats aren't happy with the way Wasserman Schultz has been running the nomination process.
And, you know, I think there are a lot of people also at the DNC who have been very put off by the way in which Debbie Wasserman Schultz has run this whole thing.
Sanders' campaign manager Jeff Weaver and getting late word that the State Department audit faults Hillary Clinton and other secretaries of state for poorly managing electronic communications. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, I'm Tirza, a student at Hillsdale College. Here is Hillsdale President Larry Arnn on the basis of the rights our founders fought for in the Revolution and secured in the Constitution.
The American Republic's meaning and proper method of operation is to be found in two documents, in the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. That's about 5,000 words of text. That's not very much. They're simple, they're beautiful, they can be understood and be retained. A human being is a certain kind of thing and requires to be treated in a certain way. A human being is a thing that has rights, and those rights are inalienable according to the Declaration. You've got to respect them. And it also follows that given the kind of thing a human being is, government needs to be organized in certain ways. And I think that that is the argument of the American Revolution.
This Constitution Minute was brought to you by Hillsdale College. To receive a free pocket Constitution and Declaration, go to ConstitutionMinute.com.
Millions in the Plain States bracing for another day of severe weather. National Weather Service says severe thunderstorms are possible again today after tornadoes touched down in Kansas overnight. Several people injured when a rare twin-funnel tornado tore through Dodge City, Kansas. Heavy flooding reported in Oklahoma and western Arkansas. The nation seems to be in the grip of asthma season. Dr. Purvee Parikh, a double board certified allergist and immunologist in New York, explains what allergic asthma is.
Allergic asthma, as the name implies, is asthma that's triggered by allergens, such as dust mites or animal dander. And it's important in the sense that more than 60% of our 25 million asthmatics suffer from allergic asthma.
She is working to help make people aware of the allergic asthma treatments that they make. She says if you've got coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, or chest tightening once or twice a week, you should check in with an allergist and get tested. This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have
twinsies.
I kind of love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Bernie Sanders takes aim at Disney, campaigning in Southern California. The Democratic presidential candidate saying many Disneyland employees live in poverty while the parent company rakes in billions of dollars. This comes as Hillary Clinton presses Donald Trump to make his tax returns public. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
Let's see what you got there.
That's Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton keeping the pressure on the presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump to publicly release his tax returns. Campaigning in Southern California, Clinton says Trump won't do anything to improve the U.S. economy. As she makes that point, she channels her husband, Bill Clinton, to the delight of her supporters.
I remember way, way back in the 1990s. As my husband might say.
Clinton saying the U.S. economy simply works better when Democrats are in the White House. California holding its big primary on June 7th. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Atlanta, South Florida, and Los Angeles going to be hosting Super Bowls. Atlanta will host Super Bowl 53 in 2019 at the Falcons' new Mercedes-Benz Stadium. The Miami Dolphins revamped stadium will be the site of Super Bowl 54 in 2020, and Los Angeles will host Super Bowl 55 in 2021 at the Rams' new stadium in Inglewood, California. Alison Porter is the season winner of NBC's The Voice, winning the hearts of voters with her performance of the original song Down That Road. This is USA Radio News.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
The weather for Hunterdon County, it is currently 78 degrees. It is calm with a humidity of 42% and visibility at 10 miles. It is sunny today and we will get a high of 87. Tonight mostly clear with a low of 58. And then Thursday, a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 o'clock, otherwise sunny with a high near 87. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 1 a.m., and then a chance of showers, partly cloudy with a low of 61. Friday, slight chance of showers before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1. Chance of precipitation on Friday is 30%. Friday night, chance of showers and thunderstorms, and then Saturday will be mostly sunny with a high near 86. Sunday, chance of showers and thunderstorms again, and then Monday, a chance of showers. So it looks like Memorial Day might be a little humid. So anyway, that's our weather for Hunterdon County, and it is currently 12:09.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormones. hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor-supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited-time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Well, good morning or good afternoon, and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program, and I am a licensed professional counselor. I have a practice here in Flemington, and I am your host for Counselor's Chat. And I have a guest with me today. It's something that I don't do very often. And my guest is Stephen Roll. He also has his master's in counseling. He is a
Veterans Outreach Program Specialist.
Veterans Outreach Program Specialist. And yes, his last name and my last name are the same, and that's because he's also my husband. And he worked for the VA, and with Memorial Day right around the weekend, right around the corner, I thought that it would be important to talk a little bit about not only the VA, and which is unfortunately always in the news in some unfortunate manner, but I believe that Steve can also share a whole lot of light on the wonderful and positive things that the VA is doing, but also talk about Memorial Day, the fact that we kind of celebrate it, and that's not really what Memorial Day is. Not so, really. So Steve, welcome today, and I'm really glad to have you. And maybe you could share a little bit with my listeners what it is that you do with the VA.
Okay. Well, as Ruth said, I am the Veterans Outreach Program Specialist with the VA, with Bucks County Vet Center, located in Bristol, PA. I'm up here because Ruth and I are married, and she has free access to a VA representative. So I'm always glad to come out and talk about vet centers and what we do and who we are and all of that. So the upshot of my job is basically what we're doing right here. It is, as it says, outreach. I'll do radio shows such as this. I can do any kind of resource fairs. I will talk to public officials, senators, congressmen, their representatives, county officials, trying to both get the name of the vet center out and recognition, name recognition for vet centers, as well as get veterans involved or into or get them coordinated with the services that they've earned during their, as a result of their service.
Well, what is a vet center? Is it a hospital?
Okay. Now, vet centers, what we do, we are counseling centers for war zone veterans and their families. That is basically our congressional mandate. And we also treat victims of military sexual trauma. We can we'll see any variety of trauma is mostly what we see. Post-traumatic stress, any kind of anxiety disorders. We are a non-medical facility. We do not have psychiatrists or anything like that on staff. We are talk therapy exclusively, staffed by licensed professional counselors and licensed clinical social workers. And my center sees about, we have four counselors on staff, including our team leader, and we see about, actually, one, two, three, yeah. We see about 70 clients a week, approximately.
Now, how does someone gain access to, you know, your agency, and is it, like, how, distance-wise, you know, like, if I'm here in Hunterdon County, can I get into the, you know, where would I go?
Technically speaking, anyone can go to any vet center anywhere. Doesn't matter where you live. Our for outreach purposes, our what we call our catchment area, or the area of our responsibility, is, for me personally, is Bucks County. Here in Hunterdon County, The closest vet center would be in Trenton, in Ewing. It's about a half an hour from here, right near the College of New Jersey, if folks out there know where that is, you know where that's located. It's really right around the corner from that. That would be the closest vet center to here. Now, as far as eligibility is concerned, all you need to be is a generally discharged honorable discharge, basically, but an honorable discharge or a general discharge, anything other than a dishonorable discharge for the military during a time of having served in a combat zone. You don't necessarily have to have actually seen combat. You don't have to necessarily have been fired at, although most of our guys have in one way or another. But that is our eligibility, and as I said, any military sexual trauma.
What about family members?
Yeah. We can see family members too, as it relates to the veteran. So we can't, if the veteran's not in, we can't see a wife or something who says, "I'm having problems with my husband," but he won't come in to service. It's like, well, you really need to see him. Unfortunately, that's one of the sticking points that we have in our mandate. But we do family counseling, we do couples counseling, we have a family therapist, a marriage and family therapist on staff who counsels families, children, as long as they're aware enough to be able to understand the concept of counseling and how to do it, a little bit of play therapy, things like that.
Okay. Well, I need to take a little commercial break, and I will be back with Steve Rowland, and we'll talk a little bit more about the VA and talk about Memorial Day also. So I'm Ruth Altamira Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and we'll be back in just a few minutes.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Oh, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, licensed professional counselor, and I also have a special guest with me, Stephen Roll, or Steve as I call him, who's my husband, also in the counseling field and working for the VA. I thought it was a good opportunity to have him on my show as he is the outreach coordinator for the Bristol Counseling Center, which is part of the VA,
right.
Bucks County Vet Center. Bucks County, yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you said earlier that you work with like traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress, and how does a vet recognize that they're struggling with some of these issues?
Usually, I'd have to say in my experience, most of the time, a lot of the vets will come in and at the behest of their families. They're acting out in some way at home, whether it's they don't sleep, they're irritable, they're snapping at the kids, they isolate and what have you. And a lot of times, sadly, it works because the spouse will say either get help or get out. And 9 times out of 10, they get help. So they'll come into our offices and they'll talk about any number of things that are happening, like the typical things: the hypersensitivity to loud noises. They don't sleep well. They'll patrol at night. They'll get up and they'll kind of walk around the house, check windows, check doors, look outside. Every couple of hours, they'll do that. They're angry, a lot of anger issues, depression, and other, there are other symptoms. There's a variety of symptoms, and some of which are common and not
drug
common.
Did drug and alcohol also play a role? Or?
That is kind of a co-occurring disorder, as we say. It's more of a self-medication.
Right.
They'll use a lot of they'll use alcohol, not generally too much in the way of hard drugs that we've seen anyway, or that I've seen. Some pot, guys will smoke that to try and just trying to numb out and not feel the feelings, not feel the fear, not feel anything.
Do you deal with people who have, like guilt?
Oh, yeah. Survivor guilt?
Survivor guilt.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We get a lot of guys in that'll say, it should have been me. Buddies were killed, and they can't, and they have a hard time dealing with it. Our clients, when we first opened up 6 years ago, the majority of our clients were actually Vietnam veterans still at that point. And that was, you're talking 45 years later after the end of the war. So
our Vietnam vets did not receive.
A lot of them didn't. I hear mixed stories about it. Some guys, everybody came back to the West Coast. The West Coast was sort of a hotbed of radicalism in the mid-60s, late-60s, early-70s. And some guys got what's the typical treatment. They got spit on and called baby killer and like that. And even some of our clients in their families have kicked them out and just said, I'm not having a baby killer in my house. And that's pretty traumatic when you come home from 13 months of hell and then you get kicked out by your parents because
you're a baby
killer. Well, many were drafted. Many volunteered. At that point in time, that was the generation after the greatest generation. They were the children of the World War II,
right,
and Korean War vets. And these were the guys that it was still an honorable thing,
right,
to join the military, as it is now. But we have a shrinking military now instead of a growing military. That's a different subject entirely. But yeah, I mean, any variety of things happened to these guys when they came back. But a lot, most of the problems that they have are what happened when they were over there.
Okay. Now you mentioned sexual trauma. What? Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about why that would even happen.
Well, it's and it's not exclusively male on female or female on male. There is male on male. There's female on female sexual trauma as well. Understanding military sexual trauma is basically rape, but it's rape in a situation where you are supposed to be teammates. It's a bond of trust that gets broken.
Okay.
Almost like incest in a way. Because of that, it's actually more damaging for them. And so it's something that we need to talk about with our client. We have probably half a dozen or so.
Wow, that's
MSD cases.
That's quite a few.
It is. I mean, we have one of our counselors is a designated MSD, a military sexual trauma counselor. She has the credentials and has gone to classes and studied military sexual trauma. It's the breach of trust that's really the biggest traumatizer.
Yeah. Now, Do you also see vets that have lost limbs and that kind of thing? Is that?
We haven't, to my knowledge, we don't have anyone that has any kind of prosthetics or anything like that. We do have guys that have some pretty serious medical issues. We have Agent Orange. We have the variety of Gulf War syndrome and some of the other. Burn pits where they would have burned all kinds of stuff, and taking in those fumes became toxic. The oil fields in Iraq during Kuwait during the Gulf War became toxic, and so we see guys like that and wounds. I mean, we have guys that we have Purple Heart recipients, guys that were wounded in combat.
And you mentioned also traumatic brain injury. What is that about?
Traumatic brain injury. Just to put it in layman's terms, traumatic concussion.
Okay.
Is a traumatic brain injury. It can be mild. It can be severe. Guys will have. It's more common now because of the IEDs, the improvised explosive devices that are being used by the Taliban and by Al-Qaeda over in Iraq and Afghanistan. It'd be, a vehicle with four or five guys would be driving along in a convoy. There's an improvised explosive, some sticks of dynamite that have been strapped together and disguised to look like a pile of junk or something on the side of the road or in the middle of the road. And a lot of times someone who's maybe 100, 200 yards away will activate it through a cell phone. They'll dial the number to this, and the explosive is attached to a cell phone as well. They'll dial the number and it'll go off. And, as the convoy goes over, and that'll rattle you, and so
I'd say
several guys will get killed. The ones that don't get killed usually get bounced around pretty bad, and traumatic brain injury is basically when the brain will kind of bang up against the skull and cause some bruising, cause some damage.
Well, the brain is really soft. I mean, a lot of times people don't realize the brain is actually like soft butter.
Yeah, the skull is hard, but the brain is soft, and it's surrounded by this film, basically a sack of liquid that cushions it, that protects it. But even so, any kind of a large jolt is going to bounce you around a little bit.
Sure.
guys suffer memory loss, irritability,
mm-hmm.
some of the same, basically the same kinds of issues that anyone suffering from other types of trauma would suffer.
So one of the things that's just in the news the past couple of days is the long wait in that he's the head of the VA.
McDonnell, he's the secretary of the Veterans Administration.
You know, liking it to, you know, not people not minding waiting for rides to get into Disney.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of waiting lines are there to get into counseling, and what are your thoughts about that, you know, that whole thing?
I'm going to reserve my comments on that, other than to say that it's unfortunate. His comparison is unfortunate at best, put it that way. As far as waiting times are concerned, the beauty of the vet centers is that because we're community based, most of our agencies are storefronts or in office buildings, so they're easily accessible. We'll see clients on a weekly basis, sometimes more often if necessary. We'll see them as often as necessary for their counseling needs. In the medical centers, like down in Philadelphia, the Michael Crescenz Medical Center, and the outpatient clinics, which are many in New Jersey, sometimes the waits can be 4 to 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the Veterans Choice Program is supposed to pick up the slack. If the VA medical center or outpatient clinic, CBOC as we call them, community-based outpatient clinics, if one of those facilities can't see someone in a reasonable amount of time, the theory is behind this the choice program is that they can, the client, or the veteran can go and see a civilian doctor or a civilian counselor of some sort, someone not in the VA, and that the
like
VA,
myself,
like you, yes, and the VA will pay for that. That's the theory.
Is that through TRICARE or?
No, that's a VA program,
okay.
I believe. I don't think it's through TRICARE. TRICARE is more like retirees and families.
Okay.
That's it for their medical needs. If you retire, you can get TRICARE.
So that's much more of an insurance TRICARE rather than what you're talking about, which is an additional benefit if I am in crisis and I need to see a doctor or even medical emergency, right. And the VA wait is too long. Yeah. I can go to my local doctor, local hospital, and that's, you're saying that
that's how it's supposed to work,
right? That the VA will then pay for that visit,
yep,
to the doctor and/or hospital.
Yeah, this is a new program that just started about a year or so ago.
Okay,
it was originally distance based. If you were more than 40 miles, or I believe if you were more than 40 miles away from a VA facility, you could go to a civilian facility and be seen there, and the VA would pay the bill. It's been expanded to the wait times. So wait times are critical, and that is all part of patient satisfaction. Is how long you wait for an appointment, and how satisfied you are with the care that you're receiving. It's all together.
So. Your particular job, outreach, is that to try and get more people to come into counseling per se, or are there other reasons for it?
No. Primarily, yes, it's to bring more people into counseling, or just into the VA system in general, to make people aware of what their benefits are. We're not as in the vet centers, we're not benefits people per se, but we can steer vets in the right direction. Just tell them, you know, you need to, the best folks to go and see are your county officers. You have a veteran services officer in most of the county offices. Every county in every state has a service officer, has a county office of military or veterans affairs, where they will deal with the veterans affairs for that county. It's a state agency based implemented on a countywide basis.
So is it, because the way it's sounding, it sounds like it's still kind of ranked, like military, it's still, there's sort of like still a chain of command in terms of who you go to and where you get, is that?
Well, not exactly. The County Office of Military and Veterans Affairs is because the states are, each governor is the commander of their state's National Guard.
Okay.
So that's where the military affairs part comes in, because it's all part, the military part of it is still countywide for the National Guard. So that's where that comes in. It's not, I wouldn't say it's ranked necessarily, but the thing that a lot of people don't understand is that vet centers and the hospitals are part of the Veterans Health Administration.
Mm-hmm.
The benefits part, getting your burial benefits, getting your retirement benefits, getting school, home loans, things like that. That's part of the Veterans Benefits Administration, the VBA. And it was the VBA that had a lot of long waits with getting their claims processed early on. So that was that. That's kind of a distinction that I think I need to make.
Okay. Yeah, I guess most of us civilians combine the two.
I think VA is VA.
Right.
And VA is VA, but there's a medical side to it, and then there's the other benefit side to it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't realize. So, I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're on the medical side here, in the vet centers.
So, of course, being married, I know that you've been working for this particular counseling center for, like you said, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, has this been something that's always been part of the VA, or what is the history around these counseling centers?
The vet centers were started in the late 70s as peer counseling by Vietnam veterans for Vietnam veterans. A lot of these guys came back from the war, and they had a hard time getting services out of the VA. They had a hard time getting involved with other service organizations like the Legion and VFW. Some of them were actually just kind of shut out, so they decided that they were going to form their own organizations, like VVA, which is the Vietnam Veterans Association, but also these counseling centers that were peer-to-peer. Basically, guys would get together and held rap sessions. They would rent spaces in wherever, and then they would just talk about their experiences. The VA rolled the, or I guess absorbed the vet centers sometime in the mid-80s. And at that point, they were still kind of a peer counseling program.
Okay.
Eventually, we began to move licensed counselors into the positions within the VA. So now there are about 300 vet centers. There's one in every state, at least one in every state, and in every territory. So that's 50 states and 7 territories that we have, like Guam and Puerto Rico and Northern Marianas, and all the territories will have a vet center in them. Every one of them is staffed by licensed professionals, whether it's, like I said earlier, either a licensed clinical social worker, a licensed professional counselor, licensed marriage and family therapists. Okay. We do have some PhDs and PsyDs, some doctors, but everybody's a licensed professional.
Now, do your agency, your service, or whatever your center, do they also dispense medication?
No.
Where does someone go then?
Medication? We don't do anything with medication. We're a strictly non-medical facility. We fall into the Veterans Health Administration, but we're non-medical. So it's a little confusing sometimes. As far as meds are concerned, you go to the hospital, you go to the medical centers, or you go to the clinics. The two medical centers here in Jersey, the closest one is up at Lyons in Basking Ridge. And then there's the other, the main medical center in East Orange. My parent medical center for Bristol is Philadelphia,
okay.
Corporal Michael Jacobson's medical center, just recently renamed. So that's our administrative home, if you will.
Okay. Yeah, well, I know you go to Philadelphia quite frequently for different meetings and things.
Yeah, Philly's our main center.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take another little commercial break and give our sponsors a little voice here, and we'll be back in a few moments with Steve and Counselor's Chat.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program, and I have a special guest with me today, Steve Roll, who is also in the field of counseling. He works for the VA, and he's been talking to us about the counseling centers. He said about, 300 around the...
Yeah, a little over 300 vet centers.
Yeah, so that's pretty significant amount.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I think that that's a tremendous thing that the VA is doing. So it's not just medical. It's also, the emotional support of
my center was back when we opened in 2010. We were part of that major expansion to get up to 300.
Okay.
And then there were a couple other centers that opened up in the Philadelphia area and other workplaces around here.
That's really kind of neat. So one of the things that I did mention when you first came on is that having you here is not just to support you and what you do in the VA and get the word out there that there is counseling support for people with traumatic brain injuries and post-traumatic stress and, families that are struggling with issues that have its basis in military experience and military trauma, but also to talk a little bit about Memorial Day, because that's just around the corner on Monday.
Yep.
And, so many of us are excited about, the parades and having our cookouts and it's really, we always say Happy Memorial Day and all of that stuff. So I want you to kind of address that a little bit.
Sure. The parades are great. I heartily encourage anyone who knows of a parade to get out there and go see the parades. They are a bit of a celebration, although, lately there's been kind of a push to correct the record, I guess, if you will, on Memorial Day versus Veterans Day. Memorial Day was originally created as, it was originally called Decoration Day. And it actually had its origins post-Civil War, actually during the Civil War, when the ladies of Richmond first went around and decorated the graves of the Confederate dead in the cemeteries in Richmond. Then it was expanded in 1868 to a national program where the graves of the veterans were decorated on and given honors on the last, I'm not sure what day it was then. It's now the last Monday of May. It became Memorial Day just as a way of memorializing the dead, those who have gave their lives fighting for their country. That's the difference really between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is to remember those who died in service of in service of the nation, to keep us safe and free. And Veterans Day is a day where we honor all veterans. Much more appropriate to say Happy Veterans Day, Happy 4th of July, things like that. Happy Memorial Day. Memorial Day is not really meant to be a particularly happy occasion. It's solemn. It's more solemn. And yes, we have the parades and all that. Those are celebrations, bands and all that. But every Memorial Day parade will also have a ceremony, whether it's public or private. I'll have some sort of a ceremony that honors the dead of the various conflicts that we've been in, all the way from the Revolutionary War on up through current conflicts.
So it really is about
memorializing
yeah. those people who have who gave their lives,
right?
Versus the Veterans Day is
made the ultimate sacrifice,
right? Mm-hmm. Veterans Day is for
just to honor veterans, all veterans,
right? All veterans,
past, present, future,
and right people who have served and are mm-hmm. serving,
right?
Currently,
exactly.
Yeah, so that's a huge distinction that we've kind of lost a little bit.
We've kind of lost it in a flurry of sales and cookouts and the unofficial beginning of summer. Everybody goes to the beach and those kinds of things. And those are wonderful things. Nothing wrong with that stuff. That's all kind of a celebration of life. Life goes on. It's difficult as it is sometimes for family members, but at the same time, it's important to remember those who have sacrificed themselves, who have, in this day and age, they're all volunteers. So
right.
These guys are volunteering to go, to join up, to go overseas, to fight for the country. And knowing full well that they could lose their lives.
Yeah. So, in your position, you know, with Memorial Day just literally around the corner, mm-hmm. is there anything that that the VA does or that you yourself will be doing to honor Memorial Day?
Yes. Every one of our outreach people will be doing something, whether it's attending a parade or some sort of memorial service or what have you on Veterans Day. I mean, on Memorial Day. Just talking about it. On Memorial Day. Me personally, I'll be at Washington Crossing Historic Park in Washington Crossing, Pennsylvania, where they do a memorial service for Revolutionary War soldiers who actually died in camp prior to the crossing of the Delaware and they are buried. They're unknown soldiers. There's only one marked grave there. The rest are marked. Well, they're marked, but they say unknown soldier, unknown Continental soldier. There's only one known grave there. He was a captain of artillery who had died in the camp. The other soldiers were unknown. They died of exposure. They died of disease of some sort.
Yeah, dysentery.
Yeah, they weren't killed in combat, but they're buried in the northern section of the Washington Crossing Historic Park on the Pennsylvania side. And so we'll be over there. I'll be over there.
Yeah, I don't think many of us realize that there actually are a Revolutionary War soldiers that are actually buried there. I think most of us know about the, you know, Christmas, mm-hmm. you know, crossing, right. And sometimes we even go and watch that reenactment.
Sure.
Well, we haven't
we
actually.
Haven't, not yet. But
surprisingly, we haven't, but.
We probably will this year.
Yeah, that's true. You'll be there. Yes, that's absolutely true. Yeah. So, I will say that I'm really proud of this particular position that you have, because I think it really is doing great service to our vets. And the only downside that I have, as you well know, is that you now are gone on Saturdays and Sundays and
holidays
and evening meetings to, you know, American Legion posts and stuff like that. So it's really kind of taken your schedule and exploded it all over the calendar.
Yeah, kind of. It kind of has. Cuts into a lot of things, but I do love what I do. I do see it as a mission, especially in getting the word out about vet centers. Because I watched a short YouTube video that was up on the VA's website about vet centers, and one of the vets who was a client of a vet center said that, I mean, he sung the praises of vet centers to high heaven, and said the vet centers are the best kept secret in the VA. That really stuck with me. I don't want us to be the best kept secret in the VA. We should be the worst kept secret in the VA. And so that's sort of my mission, is to get the word out there, make people aware that there is some place other than the hospitals where combat zone vets can come for counseling to deal with the traumas that they've seen, or even just if it's like, you know, well, I'm not that bad, you know, some of these other guys are worse than me, even if it's just a talk for, you know, half an hour or whatever, just to tell your story. Telling a story is important, and that's one thing that I would like, that I just want to mention now. Anybody who's out there listening, if you know vets, if you know people that have been in combat, don't push them. But if someone's wants to tell their story, let them tell their story. It's important. It's important for them to get it out. It's important for them to actually. Because when they speak it, they hear it, and it helps to alleviate some of the stresses and some of the trauma. You don't want to push them. Say, you know, you have to tell me about you. What did you do? You don't want to do that, but you want to
curious.
You want to be curious. Be receptive. Be empathetic. And most importantly, just. Listen. If they want to tell their story, just listen. No, you know, maybe you should have done this, or you think about doing that. Don't. That's for us to do. Just listen. Just be an ear.
So, if we have any vets or families who have veterans, you know, and they might be struggling, how do they get in? Get in contact with your agency or your center, or
Well, we have there's a couple of different ways. You can call the centers directly. And each center has their own phone number. Or you can use the Vet Center call center number, which is 1-877-WAR-VETS, WARVETS. Let's see if I have that written down, actually numerically, and I don't. It's 1-877-WAR-VETS. Or you can go to our website, which is www.vetcenter.va.gov. That will give it will list of any of the vet centers that are in the area.
What's that website again?
It's www.vetcenter.va.gov.
Okay. All right. So you're doing a lot of really great things, and you've been doing this for how long now?
I've been doing this since July, last mm-hmm. July, but I've really started now that we got a new office manager, I started in earnest like mid-February.
Okay. So how many people so far would you say have you introduced the vet centers to?
Well, I've done, just look at the numbers this morning, I've done about, I think it's like 70-some-odd events.
Wow.
Of one type or another.
Wow. That's fantastic.
Probably, and some people have heard of vet centers already that stop by the tables, but I would say maybe, I don't know, a couple thousand.
Wow.
Altogether.
That's fantastic. So, if you are a vet and or a family member of a vet and may be struggling with some of these issues, please contact 1-877-WAR-VETS,
WARVETS.
Or
the website, you can go to the website www.vetcenter.va.gov.
Or you can on Sunday, I believe, not Memorial Day, but Sunday, this coming Sunday, go to Washington Crossing State Park. And what time?
1 o'clock is the ceremony. They will be, it is a ceremony. They'll do a Revolutionary War firing. They'll do, I'm not exactly sure.
Okay, but you'll be there.
But I'll be there. I'll have a table. I'll be there, and I'm ready to talk to anybody who wants to come by and just say hey and you know what's it all about. I've got a plethora of information that I can give you from anywhere from trauma to TBI to, you know, give you a little squeezy stress ball. And, you know, we got a few things I can hand out, bring people in.
Well, that's good. That's good. And I think I will probably be there with you. So, anyway, I really want to thank you for your work with the vets, and thank you for coming by today and joining me in my show.
Absolutely.
And for those of you that are interested, I am also a licensed professional counselor. I have a private practice here in Flemington, and I deal with many different types of issues, from anxiety to depression to addiction recovery to codependency issues, couples counseling, grief and loss. I also work with post-traumatic stress, obsessive compulsive disorders, so very wide range of things. And if you are struggling, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. You can also find me on the web at www.altarolcounselor.net. That's Altarol with two L's, roll, R-O-L-L, counselor, O-R.net. You can also find me on Facebook under Counselor's Chat. So please go on Counselor on Facebook and like my Counselor's Chat page. It's where I advertise my upcoming shows. And so if you were to scroll down on that page, I guess you call it my window, not my window, whatever you call it, my thing. I don't know where we post things on. Anyway, as you can see, I'm very technically savvy. But you can go and scroll down, and you can see some of the shows that I've done in the past, which are archived on the 100andchamberradio.com site. So you would just go on to 100 and Chamber Radio, look up Counselor's Chat, go in the archives, and you could pick from quite a number of shows that I've done in the past. So anyway, Steve, again, I want to really thank you for coming out. I think that was very useful, both in getting your job done, sure, as to letting people know about VA counseling centers and talking a little bit about Memorial Day. And it's just nice to see your lovely face. Anyway, this is Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and I will be back next week. And remember that hashtag mental health matters, because hashtag let's remove the stigma. Take care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.